Our next performer, Bob Patterson, hails from St. Augustine, Florida, where he's renowned for getting other folks together, bringing musicians together. He's hosted a jam session off and on there at a local club for years, and he puts on the Gamble Rogers Folk Festival, one of our favorite sister festivals in the area. And in Gamble's tradition, he carries on stories and songs in the Florida folk tradition, so we're happy to have him here.
Please testing welcome. 1, 2.
Bob Patterson.
Thank you, Kathy. Yeah. So, hi, folks. How you doing? It's kind of a nice, mellow afternoon here. I get done here, I got to jump in a car and drive over to St. Augustine and play there tonight. The life of a musician. How about you folks out there? How many of you are actually from Florida? All right. So I have to tell you, I'm not originally from here. As a matter of fact, I'm from up north. You know, when you say that, it has different meanings for different folks. I met an old conk down in Key West one year. I said, hey man, you ever get up north? He said, yeah, I get up to Miami twice a year. So it's all relative. I did grow up alongside of a river, grew up in wilderness, river that at times got so low you could walk across it in places. Other times the floodwaters would come crashing up against the house, and I was always amazed how my daddy insisted on carrying everyone in my family out through the floodwaters. Mom, my two sisters, me, sometimes with the floodwaters right up to his lower lip. Reason we thought that was so amazing was Dad was the only one in the family who didn't know how to swim. I learned how to hunt, fish, and trap alongside that river. You know, Henry David Thoreau says we all ought to learn how to do that because of the lessons that it teaches you about wild things and wild places. And over the years, I've really learned the importance of wild things and wild places to the human condition. You know, everybody's got their own favorite place. It might be your own backyard, that lot across the street, the woods down the end of the road. But I'd like to tell you about my favorite wild place here in Florida. It's the Ocklawaha River. And from my home in St. Augustine, I can put in on that river any number of spots. Only takes a little over an hour. One of the ways that I can do it is I can drive down the Wheelatka, cross the St. John's River, enter the mouth of the Ocklawaha. You know, when I start to paddle my canoe up against that river, my back gets straighter. I grow a foot and a half taller. A gray film falls from my body like tears as my senses are awakened by the beauty that surrounds me. I know that I'm on an ancient river, a river older than the flow of human blood through human veins. 100 species of fish, 200 species of birds, 300 species of mammals. It's a river not filled with just water, but with the lives of our ancestors. About two-thirds of the way on up towards the Rodman Dam in that direction on the left-hand side of the river is a real nice little sandy spot. Makes a great spot to camp, especially when the water level's low. And you know, about 25, 30 yards above the spot there on a bluff, there's an Indian mound. An Indian mound that bears witness to the fact that there were human beings right there in this same place 12,000 years ago. Folks, 12,000 years ago, most of North America was covered with glaciers. All the animals, to keep from being frozen in the glacial ice, they came to Florida. The Ocklawaha remembers. You know that concept about coming to Florida to get out of the cold? I figured that's when it began. So one night I'm camped out there in that little spot I was telling you about. I fixed me up a real nice fire, pitched my tent. I proceeded to make some of Baba Chew Bob's campfire chili, guaranteed to burn you twice. And I made me a big old plate full of that and washed it all down with this bottle of mezcal tequila I took along with me. You know that's the one with the worm in it, right? My favorite time of night is when the great wash of evening falls over the Ocklawaha and I can watch the dance of shadow and light. Then that first bright wandering star Venus appears in the sky, followed by all those pale stars shining above me. But you know, as the night gets darker and darker, each one of those stars sparkles and shines just like a diamond. So there I am in my little camp chair, looking up at the bright wandering stars, listening to the owls hoot, the gators beller, the frogs sing. I was sipping on that mezcal tequila, staring at the caveman's television. Well, I started to get real sleepy, so I went inside the tent, took off all my clothes, got ready to drift off and go to that place where sleep is perfect. When all of a sudden I heard a terrible sound, a soul-disturbing sound, and it was coming from outside my tent. Now, folks, I knew I wasn't going to get to sleep with that kind of noise going on, so I got back up, put my clothes on, fired up my old Coleman lantern, and followed my ears on down to the water's edge, and there was a big old bullfrog stuck in the mouth of a big water moccasin. And that frog was making a soul-disturbing sound. Now, folks, I'm no fool. I'm not the kind of a man that's ever going to mess around with a water moccasin, but this one had a big frog stuck in his mouth. I knew he couldn't bite me. I reached down and grabbed him right behind the head, picked him up. He was all twisted around my arm there, and I reached over and grabbed that frog. I kind of twisted him one way and this way, that way. And you know, when a poisonous snake bites, they don't always inject venom. Sometimes they do what's called a dry bite. Must have been the case here, because there was nothing wrong with this frog. Matter of fact, he was one happy fellow when I let him go. That water moccasin wasn't real happy with me. Showing me that ugly old cotton mouth. Now, folks, I couldn't let him go. He'd bite me. I wouldn't blame him. So I didn't know what to do, so I started walking back up there around the campfire, and I was kind of walking around in circles, and noticed that bottle of mezcal tequila sitting down there. So I reached down, picked it up, pulled the cork out with my teeth, took a slash, got ready to take another slash, and looked over at that water moccasin. I gave him a slash of that tequila. Folks, 30 seconds after I did that, I could feel him kind of loosening his grip on my arm. So I gave him a couple more slashes of that tequila. I even gave him the worm. You know, about 3 minutes after I did that, that water moccasin was hanging off my arm like a piece of wilted lettuce. I took him down to the water's edge, hung him out over the water, and let him go. I had a pretty big adrenaline rush, so I was wide awake after that. Went back up to the fire, put another log on the fire. Sat down in a little camp chair, looking up at those bright wandering stars, listening to the owls hoot, the gators beller, frogs sing. I was sipping on that mezcal tequila. I started to get sleepy, and I fell asleep. Now, I don't know how long I was asleep, but I felt something bumping me on my leg, and I looked down and went, whoa! It's that same water moccasin. He bought me another frog. I picked him up and took that water and took that frog out and let the frog go and picked up that bottle of tequila and placed a couple of drops across his head and said, Mr. Water Moccasin, I hereby christen you Frog. Gave him a couple slashes of that tequila, took him down the water's edge, let him go. I went up and got me a good night's rest. About 3 days later, I'm canoeing past that same spot. Wouldn't you know it? Here come that same water moccasin swimming out towards the canoe. I said, Gamble, look, it's Frog. Gamble said, now, Bob, that's no frog. That's a water moccasin. You go diddling around with one of those things, one more white shirt will do you. You got to remember, Florida's a wild place. If I could only reuse time, oh, I'd go back 100 years to a place where I could listen to the lullaby of the rivers. For now and then there will arise out of the waters Indian spirits to tell me how they got their names and sing the lullaby of the rivers.
Akluaha, it's a turning. He can find her with Lakuchi. Appalachia, Cola, what color? Wasiso, Silla. Calusa, Hatchie, Kissami. Aklakni, Chok, Tahachi. The Econola, Hatchie, and the Swanee singing the lullaby of the river. If you have ears enough for listening, you can hear what they are saying. You can hear them all singing the lullaby of the rivers. The moving water makes the music. The pureness creates the healing. The reflections give up the secrets to the lullaby of the river. Akluaha, it's a turning. He can find her with Lakuchi. Appalachia, Cola, what color? Wasiso, Silla. Calusa, Hatchie, Kissami. Aklakni, Chok, Tahachi. The Econola, Hatchie, and the Swanee are singing the lullaby of the river. Aklawaha, itch tutney. He can find her with Lakuchi. Appalachia, Cola, what color? Wasiso, Silla. Calusa, Hatchie, Kissami. Aklakni, Chok, Tahachi. The Econola, Hatchie, and the Swanee are singing the lullaby of the river.
It's always a great stage to be at. I came to my first Florida Folk Festival in 1967, so I guess do the math. I guess that's 35 years. Huh? I ought to get a gold watch. But this is where all the magic began, right here in the spot. And so I wrote a little song about it, and I have to hit the road. So it's a good one for me to say goodbye. Nice to have you guys here. Last night, while I was alone, I began dreaming of a time now long gone. And I heard an echo in my mind. It came from that old marble stage. Swaddled by darkness, I began to press on. I let my mind carry me back to another time, up to White Springs on the banks of the Swanee, back to that old marble stage. The bleachers were loaded, it was elbow to elbow. The crowd was swaying to the sound of a song. Banjos were ringing and fiddlers were fiddling, all on that old marble stage. Yes, I found a place that still lives in my memory. It's all lit up with laughter and song. And the sound is music to tickle your heartstrings, all coming from that old marble stage. To go back, take you there with me, back to a time not so long ago, back to a place that still lives in my memory, the joy of this old marble stage. When my mind conjures up
an image of heaven. I see angels swaying to the sound of a hymn. And there I meet my creator, my sage. He's standing on an old marble stage. So when I die and I've lost all my days, you can sprinkle my ashes on this old marble stage.